This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The European Commission recommended Tuesday that EU countries lift travel bans imposed on Britain. The EU's executive branch made this recommendation to avoid supply chain interruptions and stranding travelers. The bans began on Sunday in an effort to contain a highly contagious COVID-19 variant from spreading rapidly in Britain. That is spreading rapidly in Britain. As part of the recommendation, the Commission told member states to discourage non-essential travel to and from Britain. But if it is essential, travelers should present a negative COVID-19 test. France already adopted a similar plan. French and European Union citizens will be allowed to enter France from Britain starting at midnight Tuesday. A negative COVID-19 test that is less than 72 hours old will be needed to do so, according to the French Prime Minister's office. The shutdowns have caused travel chaos for the UK and stranded many French citizens in Britain. Non-French and non-EU residents, or those traveling professionally, will also be allowed to enter France if they have a negative test as well. The new rules will be in place until January 6th. Canada is set to introduce extra measures to screen people who have spent time in Britain. Although Ottawa imposed a 72-hour block on British flights to the country, Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said Tuesday more steps are needed to check on travelers who might have flown from the UK to another country and then Canada. Visitors to Britain during the 2 weeks prior to arrival in Canada will be referred to health officials for additional assessments. They will also have to go into quarantine for 14 days. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to approve a $2.3 trillion catch-all funding bill approved by Congress late Sunday night. The bill includes $900 billion in COVID-19 aid and $1.4 trillion to fund the government through the end of the fiscal year in September 2021. The measure provides billions of dollars to American households and businesses that have been hard hit by the country's coronavirus crisis. But the $2.3 billion bill also funds hundreds of initiatives unrelated to the virus, including a tax cut for corporate meals, a prohibition on surprise medical bills, and the restoration of need-based grants for incarcerated college students. We've broken down the highlights on VOAnews.com. Tuesday, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden addressed a massive cyber attack against the country. He said he's seen no evidence that the attack is under control and warned the breach will not go unanswered once he takes office January 20th. The major cyber hack discovered last week breached at least a half dozen government agencies and left thousands of American companies exposed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said it appeared to have been carried out by the Russian government. The president-elect faulted President Donald Trump for stripping U.S. defenses against cyber attacks. Three doctors and their driver were killed and another wounded in an explosion in the southern part of Kabul, Afghanistan. The explosion happened Tuesday morning as they were driving to work at the country's largest prison. A statement from Poli Sharkey prison officials expressed deep regret about the sad news that the acting director general of the prison's health department was killed. Brigadier Dr. Nazefa Ibrahimi was identified along with her husband, a fellow doctor, Dr. Abdul Mateen, according to family sources. One of the female doctors also worked at another local hospital converted into a treatment facility for COVID-19. Concerns over the new variant of the coronavirus weighed on the global stock market on Tuesday. The euro, British pound, and U.S. Treasury yields were all lower. Benchmark U.S. S&P 500 stock index ended lower in choppy trade despite the U.S. Congress's passage of the coronavirus aid package. Weak U.S. economic data, including existing home sales and an index of consumer confidence, also stymied stocks while lending a boost to the dollar. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.